I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
405, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Wednesday. Yeah. All right. Well, it is what it is. Tomorrow night, Friday Eve. Thursday. Tribute Thursday is what my friend Matt Krieger is calling it. We would call it Friday Eve. Tomato desk tool. Whatever. After hours concerts at Innsbruck, the big tribute stuff. Man, oh man, tomorrow it all kicks off face-to-face. It's a tribute to Elton John and Billy Joel at the Innsbruck Pavilion. So I would urge you to get your tickets. You know it's going to be fantastic. If the Kriegers are doing it, you know it's going to be a great, great time. It's always fascinating to me to have a reminder as to why so many people choose not to live in the city of Richmond. Just the fact, RPS is awful. Richmond Public Schools have failed those children and those parents and those families overall so miserably. And this guy who remains at the top of it is, he's an abomination. He's an embarrassment. But it's not the only thing that's problematic within the city. We've obviously talked a lot about the Richmond City Sheriff's Office. Guy, you could not find an agency that is run in a less professional fashion. If you tried, and believe me, I have tried. When I declared her to be the worst mayor in America, I didn't do it just pulling something out of my ear. I looked at different agencies around America. I can't find anybody anywhere who is as bad at their job being sheriff as the current sheriff in the city is. She's awful. 8 years of mismanagement, and this is the last chance. Really is. This is the last chance to save that agency. So that's why I chatted with William Burnett. So I've got the full interview that we had up. If you're with me on Facebook, that's great. Look for Radio Katz. I tried to make it as easy as possible. Again, there are a lot of Jeff Katz. So if you put in Radio Katz, you can find it. Give it a follow while you're over there. It's also the page where you're going to find the pictures of the kids and the puppies. If you go to The Jeff Katz Show, you get the stories. You just won't get the puppies or the kids. So, you know, if you hate the puppies and the kids, then you know where you need to go. But it's always a reminder to me that people seem to have such distractions within Richmond City Hall. What were we talking about yesterday? The stupid bag tax. This has nothing to do with making the city cleaner. This has to do with generating yet another slush fund for the people at Richmond City Hall. That's what it's all about. That is exactly what it's all about. Providing $400,000, if we are to believe their numbers, and really, who in their right mind would believe the numbers that come out of Richmond City Hall? But $400,000, which, if you do the math, means they would have to sell 10 million bags in a year because they're a nickel apiece, right? That's $400,000 that they claim they're going to get. Remember this. I said it yesterday. I will say it again. They're not interested in cutting down litter. They're certainly not interested in having folks stop using those plastic bags. In fact, they want to sell as many of those plastic bags as possible because it's all to generate revenue for them. It's money for them. It is another slush fund. But they also have time, apparently, to rename Creighton Court. Why? Because they don't care about actually, well, improving Creighton Court. I am amazed. I am amazed that there could be, I guess there will be, Richmond Redevelopment and Housing says residents are now being asked to vote on the new name for Creighton Court. Armstrong Heights. Tappahannock Commons. Eastview Heights. Renaissance East. Freedman's Place or Creighton Gardens. Huh. Okay. Now, there were a few other options that were out there, but I don't think they made it. You know, like Felony Drive. I don't think that was on the list. Shooter's Alley. I don't think that was on the list. Unsolved Homicide Heights. Probably not on the list. Here's an idea. Rather than waste more money, because you know what happens when there's a new name for Creighton Court? What's going to happen? Well, they're going to have to make new signs. Think anybody's going to make them for free? Of course not. You know what else they're going to have to do? They're going to have to do the redo a website, that's for sure. They'll have to redo paperwork, anything that says Creighton Court. Well, that's going to have to be changed to whatever the new name is. Meanwhile, do you think it's going to help the crime rate in Creighton Court? Really, does it do anything to solve the epidemic of crime in Creighton Court or poverty in Creighton Court? All you have to do is put in the phrase Creighton Court crime. Just put it in Google or ask one of your ChatGPT robots. And it's just story after story after story. Think anybody's going to move to Creighton Court because they want to move to Creighton Court after you change the name? Armstrong Heights, man, that sounds great. Where is it? Is that anywhere? Well, it's, you know where Creighton Court used to be? Oh, yeah, it's Creighton Court. Renaissance East, oh, sounds beautiful. What sort of amenities does it have? Well, it doesn't have any amenities. It's, you know, the old Creighton Court. Oh. And do you think that anybody's actually going to call it by the new name? You know, let me give you an example. How long have we had I'm going to say new again, because it's going to be new for years. How long have we had Rich Herrera as the host of Richmond's Morning News? Germ, it's a couple of months, right? A couple of months. Have you figured out that people are still saying, you know, back in the 60s when Alden Arrow was there, and you go, oh, goodness gracious. Okay, we got it. Who's going to call it Eastview Heights or Freedman's Place? Nobody. Nobody. It is another example of style over substance. It is another indication that rather than do something real, we'll pretend some more. Oh, it's not just current residents. I just learned this. Former residents who have lived in Creighton Court in the past 3 years, you can also vote. That's great. Oh, you can vote online. You can vote via email. You can vote by phone. You can vote in person. Good luck, by the way, if you're voting in person. Be careful. Be careful. The final name will be announced at a ribbon-cutting ceremony in mid to late summer 2025. All right, I hope I get my invitation. I'd like to go. All right, no, I'm not going to go. But once again, a little style over substance. All right, a lot of folks were asking me about the Better Business Bureau stuff because Barry Moore was here a couple of moments ago. Easy enough to find, BBB.org, BBB.org. I continue to say I do not understand a business that doesn't bother to become accredited. Doesn't make any sense to me at all. You are literally leaving money on the table. And for consumers, hey, I look at Yelp. Okay, well, talk to a business owner about what's involved in being on Yelp. Talk to a business owner about how reviews are done, how they are addressed. Are there real people? I'm just picking Yelp out of the ether here because I'm just thinking of it. But there's a million of things like that. And you know what? They're all operating the same way. BBB is a nonprofit, always has been. So I think that's an important thing. Go.richmond.com/thebest. Today is the last day. You only have a few hours left to vote. Wait a minute. We're not voting yet. I'm sorry. Nominate the Jeff Katz Show as the best afternoon radio show. Go.richmond.com/thebest. Go.richmond.com/thebest. If you would go over there, it is absolutely free. They're not going to ask you for your blood type or to make a donation. You can nominate anybody you want. I have posted many lists, and you can go there and nominate anyone you'd like. But again, today's the last day, only a couple of hours left. Go.richmond.com/thebest. Go.richmond.com/thebest. It is 4:15, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.